KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's mostly cloudy, 6 degrees above zero in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. We look for a slight chance of snow this morning, otherwise cloudy today and a high around 20. In the news, an official with the Council Bluffs Police Department says five people were arrested Wednesday following a prostitution sting set up at an area hotel. Sergeant Bob Christensen told the Daily Lawn Parel agents with the Southwest Iowa Narcotics Task Force and other agencies arrested 18-year-old Aaliyah C. Horn of Waterloo, 23-year-old Crystal L. Coughlin of Omaha, 24-year-old Shanta R. Wood, 55-year-old Samuel D. Weiss, and 29-year-old Raynette L. Height, all of whom are from Omaha, on suspicion of prostitution. The arrests occurred just before 3 p.m. and until 10:30 p.m. on Wednesday. Christensen said the task force arranges meetings with customers and prostitutes on a number of various websites. It conducts stings around 4 to 6 times per year, sometimes more when big events are held in the area. The arrested all face an aggravated misdemeanor charge of prostitution. Of the women involved, Height and Coughlin have prior arrests for prostitution, according to the Omaha Police Department. News time is 8:01.
You're home most of the time just watching television, and you don't have any problems hearing the TV, so you don't need to have your hearing tested.
At family functions, everyone pretty much leaves you alone anyway, so you don't need a hearing evaluation.
At the doctor's office, your wife asks all the questions, and she'll help you get all the medications right once you get home. You don't need to hear everything the doctor says.
When everyone at coffee is laughing and having a good time telling jokes, it doesn't bother you. You just laugh along with them so they don't think you didn't get it. The fact that you missed the punchline is okay. You don't like dumb jokes anyway, and you definitely don't need to get your hearing evaluated.
During your last performance evaluation, you didn't get the raise you expected. Your boss says he's tired of repeating instructions, and if things don't improve, your job might be in jeopardy. Maybe it is time to get your hearing checked.
This is Doug Leonard, audiologist at ASI. If you're tired of missing out on quality time with your family, of missing the punchlines with your friends, and maybe even falling behind at work, there is hope. Take control of your life. Call today for a hearing evaluation. ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll. Hear better, live better.
The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa said Thursday an Arizona man was sentenced Tuesday to prison on child pornography charges. 47-year-old Sean Michael Carrico of Phoenix, Arizona, was sentenced in Council Bluffs by U.S. District Court Judge James Gritzner to 120 months or 10 years in prison, followed by 5 years of supervised release for possession of child pornography. According to court records, on February 17th of 2012, Carrico was stopped by the Iowa State Patrol as he traveled on Interstate 29 through Harrison County. The State Patrol determined that there was an arrest warrant for Carrico from Arizona, which led to a subsequent search of his items. In his possession was a computer that appeared to have several suspicious files on it. When examined later by computer forensic experts, the computer contained images of child pornography. On October 3rd of last year, Carrico entered a guilty plea to the possession of child porn. The investigation was conducted by the State Patrol, the Harrison County Sheriff's Office, Iowa DCI, the Cyber Crime Unit, and prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. Officials of the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said Thursday that the Sheriff's Office will feature extended hours on Wednesdays beginning February 5th. It's hoped the change will help to facilitate the issuance of weapons permits for those who cannot make it to the sheriff's office during normal business hours. On Wednesdays, the office doors will be locked at 5 p.m. Anyone in the building prior to that will still receive their permit. And the hours of normal operation are Monday and Tuesday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Thursday and Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Weapons permits are issued to the Pott County SO on Monday and Tuesdays from 8:30 until 4. On Wednesdays, from 8:30 until 5, again beginning February 5th, and on Thursday and Fridays, from 8:30 to 4. A bill that would let 12- and 13-year-olds handle pistols and revolvers, as well as ammunition, if they're being supervised by an adult, has cleared its first hurdle in the Iowa House. Representative Dan Mulbauer, a Democrat from Manila, says it's a bill that promotes education and training.
Showing these people, these young kids, the proper way to handle a gun, the concerns that go along with it.
Representative Greg Hartzell, a Republican from Columbia, says he nearly put his own eye out with a pellet gun when he was a youngster because he didn't have the proper training.
I am a gun owner. I have lots of children that have experience with handling firearms. We teach them firearm safety. I would argue that my kids are more prepared when encountering a gun situation than when I was a child and didn't have that kind of training.
Critics of the plan voiced their objections during a House subcommittee hearing on Thursday. 8-year-old Luther Johnson of Des Moines told legislators he started a group called Kids Against Violence after his older brother was shot with a pellet gun last summer.
I don't like seeing people getting hurt. I'm scared. At 12 years old, they might hurt someone really bad.
Kathleen Adams, a psychiatric nurse at a Des Moines hospital, says kids with raging hormones and brains that are still developing don't always make good decisions.
If we teach you about guns and we say it's okay for you to have a gun and you're 12, then your respect for that gun, I'm afraid, maybe goes down, or you're tempted to show off to your friends. I just feel this is very serious. I cannot imagine how we would think that 12-year-olds ought to have access to guns.
Rick Miller, a former art teacher at Newton, told lawmakers 12 and 13-year-olds aren't mentally ready to handle and fire a pistol or revolver.
And so I'm here to say this is too young. This is blurring the line between childhood and adulthood.
Others spoke of incidents in which children were maimed or killed. Others with a handgun. Representative Claude Baudler, a Republican from Greenfield, responded.
Can't legislate stupidity. And that's, when I hear some of these stories, that's what it is. Stupidities in raising kids. Sorry to have to say that, but that's the truth.
Under current state law, Iowans between the ages of 14 and 21 can handle pistols and revolvers if they're under the direct supervision of an adult. The bill that would lower the legal pistol handling age to 12 has cleared a House subcommittee. State laws for long guns, those used for hunting, are different, as 11-year-olds can take hunter training courses, and when they turn 12, they can start hunting with an adult. Well, the Cass County Board of Supervisors are set to meet this morning here in Atlantic in just a little bit, in fact, and during their 8:30 session, the board will act on approving the regulations for radon control methods as passed by the County Board of Health on Monday. They're also set to act on approving a contract with SWPCO, the Southwest Iowa Planning Council, for services necessary to carry out the formal adoption of a local hazard mitigation plan for rural Cass County and the 8 cities within the county. The board, you may recall, had tabled the matter during their meeting last week because the agreement was not ready. In other business, the supervisors will act on a resolution appointing a person to serve a 3-year term beginning April 9th as commissioner of the Southern Iowa Regional Housing Authority. And at 10 a.m., they're set to hear from Solutions Incorporated with regard to quotes for new computer servers and backups or intelligent business continuity. Action to purchase the hardware and/or services will follow. And the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield has received a Rural Arts Development Grant from the Iowa Arts Council, a division of the Iowa Department of Cultural Affairs. Grant funds will help support the WCC's premier performance series, which features a variety of nationally touring acts appearing on the stage of the restored 1896 Opera House in Greenfield. The $5,000 grant will help to underwrite the cost of 3 performances, including soul singer Jane Powell, who performed January 18th. In addition to her public performance, Powell held a workshop for young singers, which was made available at no cost to area high schools. Other performances are the men's a cappella group Shy of a Dozen with jazz singer Rhea Olson on March 29th, and Frank Ferrante's An Evening with Groucho performance on April 26th. The Iowa Arts Council awarded $74,506 in project grants and rural arts development grants funding to support 14 arts projects serving Iowans in 10 communities across the state. The Warren Cultural Center was one of the 3 projects to receive a rural arts development grant. And taking a look at world headlines at this hour, schools are closed in Atlanta again today thanks to lingering after effects of Tuesday's winter storm that trapped thousands of vehicles on glazed roads and left thousands of students stranded. Officials say the major goal is to remove remaining abandoned vehicles from roadways. State employees have been told to report to work, and the weather is expected to get warmer. President Barack Obama said Russian authorities understand the stakes involved in keeping the Olympics safe. In a CNN interview, Obama says he's not encouraging, rather discouraging, that is, Americans from attending, and believes the games in Sochi will be safe. A Colorado man accused of killing 12 people and injuring dozens more in a 2012 theater shooting is due in court today. The hearing is being held to determine whether crime scene reconstruction experts should be allowed to testify at James Holmes' trial. He's pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. And Amanda Knox says she'll never willingly go back to Italy to serve time for murder. She made the comments on ABC's Good Morning program a day after the Italian courts reinstated a guilty verdict against her. The 26-year-old University of Washington student said she would fight this to the very end. She said the court's decision was unfair considering she previously had been cleared. News time is 8:10.
Mom, how you doing?
No, but I'll start some, honey.
Whoa, where are you going?
To start some tea brewing.
Oh, no, Mom. I asked, how are you doing?
Well, fine, dear, but it's not polite to laugh at someone.
I wasn't. Mom, are you hearing like you used to?
Oh, now nothing works as well as it used to. It's just what happens. Not much I can do about it.
But we can do something. What about getting hearing aids?
That just seems a bit extravagant. Besides, I don't want to be a bother.
It's not a bother. Besides, I feel a lot better if I knew you could hear a fire alarm or the phone. Sometimes I call and you don't answer, and I know you're here.
Well, maybe I just don't want to talk to you.
Not funny, Mom.
This is Doug Leonard, audiologist at ASI. Now, that was a humorous story, but there's nothing funny about missing out on what's going on or what's being said, especially when it's happening to someone you love. Seeking help isn't admitting you're getting old, but misunderstanding and responding inappropriately may give others that impression. So take the first step to reclaiming your enjoyment of life. Call today, ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll.
And in the funeral announcements, Otis Blakely, age 100, a longtime resident of Lewis, died Monday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Otis Blakely will be today at 10:30 at the Lewis United Congregational Methodist Church. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Marlon Fredrickson, age 77 of Atlantic, died Monday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Marlon Fredrickson will be today at 10:30 at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Elaine Adams, age 63, of Casey, died Monday in Des Moines. A gathering of family and friends to celebrate and remember Elaine Adams will be this morning at 11 a.m. at the Casey United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Irma Bickford, age 106, of Greenfield, died Sunday. Funeral services for Irma Bickford will be this afternoon at 1:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. William Beeman, age 62, of Stewart, died Tuesday in Des Moines. A funeral mass for William Beeman will be on Saturday at 10 a.m. at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Mike Lead, age 69, of Anita, died Wednesday in Omaha. Memorial services for Mike Lead will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Anita United Methodist Church. The Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Carl Martin, age 93, of Walnut, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial service for Carl Martin will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Doris Peterson, age 83, of Kingsley, died Monday. Funeral services for Doris Peterson will be held tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Abundant Life Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Verda Julesgaard, age 95, of Elkhorn, died Tuesday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Verda Julesgaard will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Roland Funeral Home has the arrangements. Helena Hahn, age 94, of Greenfield, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Helena Hahn will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Betty Duval Ninehouse, age 89, of Audubon, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Betty Ninehouse will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Brayton. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Joyce Nadine Beamer Ridenour, age 92, formerly of Walnut, died Sunday in Omaha. Services for Joyce Ridenour will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Nadine Amelia Holtz, age 83, of Avoca, died Wednesday in Omaha. Funeral services for Nadine Holtz will be Saturday at 1:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Jeanette Smith, age 76, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. A funeral mass for Jeanette Smith will be on Monday at 10 o'clock at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home has the arrangements. Zona Bell Carroll, age 94, of Panora, died Wednesday at Panora Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Zona Bell Carroll will be Monday at 11 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. And Marlene Strauss, age 67, of Atlantic, died Thursday. Services for Marlene Strauss are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.